Good morning, everyone. It's the 13th of January, 2021, and I'm here to give an assertion that you cannot disprove. I'm here to give an assertion that you cannot disprove or refute. You may try to refute it, but it's irrefutable. That is this. You cannot change what God has ordained. You cannot change what God has ordained. There are many that are seeking to change, as it were. And they might have grand and glorious expectations to do. There are many people that get up and make all these prophecies and make all the claims about what the future holds. But in reality, God is the one who holds the future, not man or their expectations. It's good that people are taking a stand against evil and that they're proclaiming good. That's good. But when it gets to the point where they think that they single-handedly, by their acts of goodness, can change what God has already ordained, it's absurd. Back in 2000, look and see when I actually authored this first copy of this book. It was in 2017, The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? Do you think that you control your own destiny, but do you actually believe you have a free will? If you examine your life, all of the things that have happened in your life that are beyond your control, that should be enough to give you evidence that you don't have a free will. You didn't choose where you were born. You didn't choose what your parents were going to name you. You didn't choose whether you were going to be a boy or a girl. Whether you were going to be black or white or Asian or Native American. You didn't choose where you were going to live. Good morning, Rick Batorik. There are those out there that think they have an awful lot of power. You know, and I'm here to tell you that God is the only one that has all power. If you think that you have power in heaven and earth, then you're exalting yourself as if you were God. It's after the counsel of His will, not your will or not my will. I heard a guy broadcasting last night about all the things that the Patriots were going to do 4 years in office. Like I've said many times, I'm apolitical. They're all equally corrupt in my book. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. If it is God's decree that Trump be in office another 4 years, he'll be in office another 4 years. If it's God's decree that Biden be inaugurated and become president, there's nothing that will stop it. Satan said, I will arise and be his God. That's what he said. Didn't work out too good for him, did it? There was war in heaven, and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Why do you think we have all these fallen angels down here to contend with? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 7, 12, 7 through 9. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. Notice all the wills. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. All of you people out there that are so cocky and say what you're going to do, you know, and not giving God the glory, God will show you who's in control. God has a way of showing people and the humbling people. This is how the propagation of free will began, with Satan himself. This, in a nutshell, is what free will sets forth. That man's will is independent of God, and his will has the power to do anything he chooses to do. What a tremendous lie. This is the lie of all lies. Ye shall become as God. When Adam disobeyed God in the tree, when he partook of the fruit in the tree of the Garden of Eden, it plunged all of humanity into spiritual death and corruption and a state of sin. And now, because of their spiritual demise or their death, they hold on to a lie. And that lie is free will. And it's been taught down through the ages, beginning with Pelagius and going all the way down through history. You know, they teach lies against the original sin. They teach lies against the total depravity of man, against predestination election, against God's particular grace for his people, and against the unfailing grace of God. So this morning, if you're holding on to this lie that you have a free will, God will show you that your will isn't as free as you might think it is. We all have a will. We all make choices. But you're either bound to Satan and his kingdom, or you've been transformed into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Contemplate what I've said. If you want to pick up this book, go to Lulu, LULU.com, and put in The Lies of Free Will, Larry Phillips. And this is a treatise on this false doctrine of the free will of man. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless. Have a blessed day, Rick. And yes, you're true. It is true what you're saying. God's word is spoken. Psalm 62:11. And it cannot be broken. Have a blessed day.